celebrating. I don't know what they would call that exactly, because that's sort of something come up lately, you know. Of course, I'm mostly back yonder when I come on. That didn't happen too much then. Mm-hmm.
I've heard other people have told me that it used to be called Shivery or Hornin or Bellin or
Yes.
Do any of those sound familiar to you or not?
Well, I don't
remember. They come from different parts of the
country. Sure, that's right. And, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Different places.
But Serenade or Dishpannin or...
Yes, sir. Serenade. Yes, sir. That's right. Serenade.
And if when the bride, the married woman, is going to have a child, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Pregnant?
Yes.
Did you used to say that?
No, sir.
Say, well, she.
No, they didn't use some other kind of word. Mostly was going to have a child.
Okay, anything that comes to your mind like that?
Yes, sir, that's what I mean. Yes, sir.
I had the feeling that they probably didn't say pregnant then.
No, sir.
More of a medical term.
That's right,
today.
Sure, yes, I call it a style.
Uh-huh, right.
Or education or something.
Right, I'm just wondering how they used to talk about it. Say she's just going to have a child.
Yes, sir. Yes, she's going to have a child.
When there's time for the child to come, would you describe what you do? There's no hospital.
no hospital. No, sir. A man back that end, they would call them grannies, granny women.
Mm-hmm.
It was women that, you know, would do, wait on them, you know, back that end. Oh, yes, sir, man, I remember that's the best minutes back here. No, they didn't know about no doctor, nothing. But that's one thing, we can't get no, a lot of us, it's hard getting a birth certificate. I call it a certificate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and I'm back there when I did, I messed up on mine. They didn't turn them in right and everything, or just right, and didn't think they'd ever have, need them or nothing of the kind back there then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, these granny women would wait on the young people, grown and young people back there then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How long would she stay, the granny?
She wouldn't stay long. Probably, you know, some of them would take them longer, you know, probably. Most of the time it would be at night, you know, probably they might stay the rest of the night, you know, partly mm-hmm. in the night and rest of the night. Sometime it'd be in the daytime, just as soon as that was over, as soon as she'd had the kid, you know,
mm-hmm.
why, she'd fix it up, you know, and leave on out.
Mm-hmm.
But she would go back in a few days and dress the child and see how's it getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she would go back in about 3 days, that navel string would come over and she'd go back and brown a cloth or burn a cloth and put on it and grease it, you know, and put a band around it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was all of it.
Mm-hmm. If the child resembles a parent, say the boy resembles his father at birth, you say, well, that boy really, how do they used to say that?
Yes, that was his. He's the one that done it, you know, and all. To that, you. That's speaking of these young girls.
Well, yes. What would they call a child that that was born to a woman who wasn't married? What would they call that child?
Well, they'd call. Well, back at end, they'd call it a bush child.
Bush child. That meant the mother wasn't
married. Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
And if a young child, say 3 or 4 years old, starts to